Tonight is Monday night, February 10th. This is the Gemara Shir, Rav Tamoi Katan, Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis. Okay, Rabotai, we're up to Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis. And as I mentioned last week when we concluded, we're going to focus primarily tonight on trying to understand the halacha of Shmuel, who said in the next to the last narrow line that the halacha is like Abba Shaul, the Omar Shmuel, halacha kedivrei hamekil be'avel. That whenever there is a machloikis, you should identify and paskin like the more lenient opinion. So Abba Shaul against the Tanakama is the lenient opinion. Abba Shaul said that we applied halach of mixus hayom kikulo, and the Tanakama don't agree with the halach of mixus hayom kikulo. And therefore, at the end of the Shiva and at the end of the Shloshim, you have to observe the last day in its entirety. That's what I said we're going to do, and we're going to do that. But, because there are always people coming a little late and they walk in the middle, so I'm going to do something else for 2 minutes. 3 minutes, give them a chance, just to finish up the Gemara. There we go, one guy, there he is, see? I just saved you not to walk in the middle, doing something else. The Gemara had said, we read this Gemara last week, the Gemara asked, the next to the last word on the next, on the narrow lines, Shloshim Yom Minolon. How do I know that the second stage of Avelus is indeed 30 days? Where do we learn it out from? Answers the Gemara, Yalif Pera Pera Minazir. We learn it out from the words, from the halacha of Nazir. The Torah says, Ksiv Hacha, it says in relationship to Avelus, Rosheichem Al Tifra'u. You, Aharon, and Elazar and Isamar, do not allow your hair to grow wild. Al tifra'u. Inference, everybody else's hair has to grow wild. Uksiv hasam, and it says there by Nazirus, Gadel pera se'arosho. You have to allow your hair to grow wild. Ma lehalan shloshim. Just as by Nazirus, the halacha is that a Nazir has to allow his hair to grow wild for 30 days. Afkan shloshim yom. So here too is the halacha that an Avel must allow his hair or her hair to grow wild for 30 days. Now the Gemara immediately reacts. That pasuk might be a basis of comparison of Avel to Nazir, but it doesn't say any place by Nazir that it's 30 days. The Torah never stipulates that Nazirus is 30 days. That's why the Gemara asks, V'hasam minalon. How do I know that the halacha of Nazirus is 30 days, so that now I will compare Avel to Nazirus? Answers the Gemara, Stam Nazirus Shloshim Yom. If a person does not stipulate how long he wants to be a Nazir for, he just says, Aha o Hareini Nazir, the halacha is that you are a Nazir for 30 days. My timer, why is it automatically 30 days? Amakra, kadosh yihyeh. That after he allows his hair to grow wild, the pasuk says, he shall be holy. And the word yihyeh is bigamatria shloshim. So since the word is Bigamatria Shloshim, that teaches you that Nazirus is 30 days. Tlosin Heva. It's not the most compelling source in the world to rely on a gematria, but that's what the Gemara suggests. And this halacha is stam nazirus shloshim yom, is a very fall into my trap halacha. Fall into my trap. Because if stam nazirus is shloshim yom, what happens if I were to say, I would like to become a nazir for 2 days? I'd like to be a nazir for 10 days. What would be our gut reaction? That you have a right. Because it only says, stam nazirus is shloshim yom. I didn't stipulate. I just said, I'm going to be a nazir. So the halacha says, how much do you have to be? 30 days. However, the Rambam writes, and he claims it's halacha l'moshim yisinei, so I can't argue with him, that any time you stipulate less than 30 days, it's automatically 30 days, even if you stipulated it. So if I said I am going to be a nazir for 5 days, I have to observe nazirus for 30 days. Why? Okay, halacha l'moshim yisinei, I can't argue with it. That there is no nazirus for less than 30 days. Based on, so first he quoted this pasuk, kadoshia, but then he changed his mind. It's always 30 days. Fine.
Halacha l'moshim yisinei is a little bit easier to understand that it's not.
That's not logical.
Right.
That's it. Right, exactly. Once you say it's halacha l'moshim yisinei, I don't have to investigate it. You could try to understand Vazakta halacha l'moshim yisinei. What is it trying to tell me? Why should that be the case? If the phrase is stam nazirus shloshim yom, why should be the case that I would formulate it a little differently? Not stam nazirus shloshim yom. I would say ein nazirus pachos melamed yom. There is never any nazirus less than 30 days. But that's not what it says. The phrase is stam nazirus shloshim yom. So that's what the Gemara says. So take a look at Tosfos, Tlosin Heva. Says Tosfos, Ulibar Pada, the Omar bin Nazir Perikama, Nazir Lehazir, etc., 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 Choftes Asur, Shloshim Yom, Shloshim Shari. Barpada argues and says that Stam Nazirus is not 30 days. Stam Nazirus is 29 days. Why is it 29 days? Because the word Nazir or Lahazir, that's what Tosfos has in mind, Nazir Lahazir. Any form of becoming a Nazir that the Torah uses, there happen to be 29 such references in the Torah. Why are there exactly 29 times that the Torah uses such an expression? Because it wants to tell you that Nazirus is for 29 days. But Shloshim, the 30th day, is Mutter. Unazirus hu Esrim v'tishim yom l'diday. According to him, Nazirus is only 29 days. So, what would he do about establishing the halach of Shloshim by Avelus? What would he do? No one has ever proposed that there is Avelus for 29 days. Because we're making this compact. Every Tom, Dick, and Harry knows very well that we call it Avelus of Shloshim. But if he holds Stam Nazirus is 29, what do we do about that? Answers Tosfos. Imkain Savar al Korchach Kidapiresh Abashol. What he really means is, Barpada, that the Nazirus has to go into the day 30. But you don't really have to observe Nazirus on day number 30. Because as soon as daybreak arrives, all you do is wait 1 minute, and we say, Mitzas Hayoin Kikulo. So theoretically, halachically, you now have 30 days, even according to Barpada. And according to the Tanakhama, who say that Stam Nazirus is 30, then we don't apply Mitzvah Sayon Kikulo by Nazirus, and you have to avoid Yayin and avoid being Mitame Lameis and not cut your hair until day number 31. But according to Bar Pada, who said you observe 29 days of Nazirus, he really meant that you observe 30, but you rely on Abba Shaul, who says Mitzvah Sayon Kikulo, and as a result, early on the 30th day, there is no longer any observance of Nazirus. Miyu yesh loymar, however, says Tosfos, lechatchila eino migaleach benazir ad shloishim yoyim midrabanan. That on a d'oraisa level, you can say he applies mitzvah sayom kikulo, and you're allowed to take a haircut on the 30th. Midrabanan, claims Tosfos, you have to wait until the entirety of the 30th day expires. In which case, once you're dealing with the Rabbanan, the equation to Avelus is good according to him as well. Because Avelus of Shloshim certainly is only Midrabanan. So you can learn out that guideline of a Din Derabanan from the Halach of Nazirus, which Midrabanan requires 30 full days.
Yeah.
Ubi Yerushalmi Makshe min HaMishneh the Omar Gilach B'Yom Shloshim Yatza. That's who I had in mind. Gilach B'Yom Shloshim. If you shave on day number 30, you are Yotze. What do you mean, your Yotze? You fulfill your Avelus. It's okay. Your Nazirus, rather. If you took a haircut on day number 30. Umishani Taman Lisha Avar. And answers the Yerushalmi, that means if you did it, and you relied completely on Abba Shaul in relationship to Nazirus. However, here, where we say it's 30 days, Hacha Mitchila. Here it means the guy asked us a question. How long do I have to avoid taking a haircut if I am a Nazir? So what are you supposed to tell him, L'chatchila? 30 full days. The Gemara, which says that if you did it on the 29th, on the 30th, you didn't wait the full 30 days, is only b'di'evet. But L'chatchila, it's 30 days. So L'chatchila, since in reality, L'chatchila, Nazirus is Shloshim Yoyim, therefore, we can learn Avelus is also Shloshim Yom.
So we know that Abba Shaul would hold that the counting 29 instances of the word Nazir is merely just to teach us the Rabban, the Bidiyev.
Yeah, strange. Very strange. Some Rishayim say, according to Abba Shaul, you can only really not take, if you take him seriously, you observe 28 full days of not taking a haircut, and on the 29th day, you apply Mitzvah Kakula. That's what you do. Tosfos is playing a little game here, because the Gemara always says, Stam Nazir Shloshim, what's Bar Pada going to say? Okay. All right.
And still we say Shloshim is Drabana, even though we're learning here from a Pasuk.
According to Bar Pada.
According to Bar Pada. According to everybody else, it's Doraisa.
Shloshim Yom.
Shloshim Yom. Yes.
By Nazirus.
Avelus is certainly a Din D'Rabbanan. And this Hekesh is only Asmachta Ba'alma. Everybody says it's Avelus of Shloshim is only Shloshim. It's only the Rabbana.
But the source for Nazir is Mishneiach, so does that make any difference?
No.
No? No? Is it that fact that it's older that you don't...
No.
No.
No. Okay. So now that everybody is here, I said at the beginning, you have a track record. And I didn't want you to come in the middle of the sugya. So I did something else just to occupy a couple of minutes. See, I'm very sensitive. Very sensitive.
Next time.
That's correct. Yeah. Okay. So our topic tonight is to understand Shmuel's halacha of Hilchasa Kedivrei Hamekil Ba'avelos. And we're going to try to understand it. What's the logic behind such a halacha? How? What are the parameters? Does it mean if there is a psak in Shulchan Aruch and there is one achron, you know, who decides to disagree with the mechaber, we're going to say Hilchas Kedivrei Hamekil, so Avad Yosef is going to address that. But let's try to understand what might be the logic behind it. And again, I base this on something that Rav Aaron Lichtenstein had said. It's just amazing the way he analyzes and tries to get to the core of an issue. Not just to take the words, but try to understand what the philosophy of the halacha is running through the halacha. So we will now start with page number one, which is the Ramban, once again, in Torah Sa'adam. There are, if you go around looking for Svarim, if you go to the Svarim store or anything else, there are what we call Kisvei HaRamban. It's not, it's a two separate volumes, it's not as Perush on Chumash, it's not as commentary, Chidushi HaRamban on Shas, it's not the Milchamos in the back of the Gemara on below the Rif. It's a separate called Kisvei HaRamban. And virtually all of Chelik Beis, is what's called Torah Sa'adam, which is the Ramban's thesis on Avelus. And he covers every aspect of Avelus, and he's quoted left and right by Rishonim based on the thoroughness of his presentation. And let's take a look at it. It's page one, I bracket. Uklolo shel davar b'dikduke sofrim shehechmiru al ikar avelus Torah. And the rule is in manuscripts that are accurate that we are machmir on the din of avelus when avelus is midoraisa. Where the question is adoraisa. So here he discussed a question where whether it's a halacha adoraisa or not. A child dies on day number 30 of his life. On day number 30. So we know for a fact that the Gemara tells us that after 30 days, a child is a ben kayama, is halachically a full child for all areas of halacha. If, however, the child dies before day 29, on day 29 or before, everybody says the status of this child is a nafel. And a nafel has his set of halachot. His set of halachot. And one of them is that there is no avelus on a child who's a nafel. No avelus whatsoever. It's one of the things that Nechama Comfort is trying to overcome due to the experience of so many women who lose a child, and the halacha just says, just ignore it. It is so hard for the mothers to just ignore the fact because the baby was one day less than the halacha said, and that, you know, you don't do anything. There's no nothing. There's no, you know, no avelus. There's no kaddish. Some say there's no even mitzvah to bury the child. You know, it's just really tough. Really tough. So anyhow, if you have this child on day number 30, there is a machloikis whether day number 30 is considered kishalifanav, as if it's day number 29, or kishala acharav, as if it's day number 31. So the Gemara said, hakol modim le'inyin avelus, diyom shloshim kiyom shilafanav dami. That in relationship to avelus, even though in relationship to other areas we might go to chumra, here, since there is a debate whether it's like the 29th or the 31st, we go to kula. Why? The Amar Shmuel, halacha kedivrei hamekel the Avel. Because the halacha is, by divrei Avelus, like the Maker. Afal pi, shesofek hanifalim, mitam acher nismayit ba'avelus. Even though the real reason why a Suffolk Nefel, Suffolk Ben Kayama, it doesn't observe Avelus, has nothing to do with this halacha of Shmuel, that we go like Devar HaMeikah. There are other reasons.
It's not a Durban and Duraisa.
Correct. U'Shmuel eino le'inyin meis b'yom shloshim. Dahahu plukto lav le'inyin Avelus masnia. That machloikis has nothing to do with Avelus. Afilo hachi, maisi lo midashmuel lomar, the lo machmi rabbonon be avelus, velo azli be lechumra. We are, that even on a rabbonon level, where the rabbonon might impose obligations, despite the fact that mid the oraisa there would be no obligation to do so, we often find that the chachamim, we know that, impose certain obligations, despite the fact that the Torah doesn't. And here comes along Shmuel, and he says, no, since Hilchasa ke'avelus, ke'divri ha'mekel ba'avelus, do not be tempted, even on the Rabbanon level, to impose any form of avelus to a child who dies on day number 30.
Does that include the Hilchasa Avelus for the make also for being an onin? I mean, because you still have the initial onin.
That's what we're going to talk about. Do we apply Hilchasa Kedivri HaMeikel by aninus? We're going to talk about that. The Ramban will talk about it in relationship to Kriya. The Rush will talk it about. We'll talk about it by aninus, and we'll see. And that's what's going to lead the fact that we might not say it by aninus, but we'll say it by Avel, will leave Rav Aaron to a certain thought process as to what's running through the debate. Yeah. So, here says the Ramban that I apply this particular halacha. And then he writes, Ela afilu de yachid b'makom rabim, Dachinu lahakel. The halacha of Hilchasa Kedivrei HaMeikel ba'avelus is so powerful that normally the rule is, in case there is a debate of Tanayim or Amorayim, Yachid v'Rabim, halacha k'Rabim. You paskin like the majority against the individual opinion who dissents. Not so when it comes to avelus. If the Yachid is Meikil and the Rabim is Machmir, you follow the laws of the Yachid because Hilchasa Kedivrei HaMeikel Ba'avel. That's one thing which the Ramban adds. Hilchach Kevon de Safek Nefalim de Oraisa, since the halach of Safek Nefel is a de Oraisa, Ein Misabel Aleihem Velo Machni Mehu Rabbanan. De lekule azlinan bechol sveke avelus. V'ho achroinim mechach mehatzorfatim amru b'toisvus. We'll see that toisvus in a minute. De efshar b'shepasku halacha kedivrei HaMeikel ba'avel lo mipnei shehu shel divrehem. I might be tempted, says the Ramban, to believe, why do I always go lekula by avelus? Because avelus, by definition, is only with the Rabbanan. So then, I have already one other thing preceding Mr. Shmuel, who says, Hilchasa ke'avel b'divrei HaMeikel. What else does he have going for him? It's the sake of the Rabbanan, it's lekula. Speaker the Rabbanan's Lakula. Say the Balei HaTosfos, that's not true. Even on something which would be absolutely de Oraisa, can anybody give me an aspect of Avelus which many Rishonim, which we learned in this holy room, who say something about Avelus is de Oraisa? First day. Correct. We read the Rambam and the Rif, who say that the first day is Doraisa. Nonetheless, says Shmuel, if there is a machloikis, you follow Hilchasa Kedivri Hamekil, say the Bali Atoisis, even on the first day of Avelus. Why? That's the halacha of Hilchasa Kedivre Hamekil Ba'Avelus. That's what the halacha says. That's the real chiddush of Shmuel. If it was everything only on a derabbanan, Shmuel's not such a great chiddush. Yes, it would be a chiddush that you paskin like the yachid against the rabbi. But the Bali Atoises say, I'm going to give you a much bigger chiddush. Hilchasa Kedivre Hamekil, even if we are talking about an issue which is a deoraisa, Vafilu Barisham Kach Pasku, even on the first day of Avelus, that's how these Bali Atoises paskin. She'ilu mitam kula shel divrayim, because even if you wanted to look at it, is only midrabanan. There, by a derabanan, yachid b'makom rabim halacha k'rabim. The halacha is like the rabim by all machloikis midrabanan. All machloikis midrabanan, we follow the rabim, and yet here we still follow the Vekil. Why? Kidemaskinan perik mishotsu. Vekan afilu yachad b'makam rabbis. Why is that? Elakula hu af alpi shehu bishel Torah. Even though it is midda oraisa. Vechain hei miforshim halacha kedivrei hamekel be'eruv. So too, these Rishonim believe that the other area of halacha, where we always go lakula, is a statement, Hilchasa Kedivrei Hamekel be'eruvin. Now, eruvin, according to 99% of Rishonim, is only a din derabbanan. There are some Rishonim who say that eruvin is a din d'oraisa, and that is Rabbi Akiva. Who holds that Tchumin and Eruve Tchumin are based on a din d'oraisa, based on a pasuk that we read last Shabbos. Al Yetze Ish Minkomo Bayom Hashvi'i, which according to most mean, don't carry something in the street. They say, no, Al Yetze Ish Minkomo, don't walk out of the Tchum. So in order to go out of the Tchum, if you want to go a little out of Tchum, what do you have to do? You have to make an Eruv Tchumin. Most of us have never made an Eruv Tchumin before because of the fact that we don't have much application in walking in an area where there is no city limits. In a city, there are no Tchumin. You can walk as far as you'd like. So it's only those campers in Camp Rawley and Magen Avram who we were told in Magen Avram it's out of the Tchum. So some geniuses wanted to go see the girls on Shabbos in Camp Rawley, so they made it Eruv Tchumin and decided, oh, we're going to outsmart the rabbi of Camp Magen Av. Fine. So he says, you were in Rawley?
No. Okay. Marisha, they had a real kosher Eruv.
Oh, okay. Oh, what, an Eruv Tchumin?
No, a real Eruv.
That's not Eruv Tchumin.
I know.
That's an Eruv Chatzeros.
Right,
Eruv Chatzeros. Yeah, of course.
And boys and girls campus were connected in Marisha.
Yes. Yes.
As was the Kola campus. Yeah. All the time.
Afilu, so they hold this all the time. Vizu ha-hoiroha mehem zal, eno muhuvenes etzlenu. I can't understand that halacha whatsoever. That you're going to paskin Hilchasa Kedivrei Hamekel had it been a doraisa. I can't understand that, says the Ramban. Ve'ein lanu shum halacha Kedivrei Hamekel be'eruv ela mipnei shehu shel divrei. I tell you the same thing as I would say here. You only paskin by eruvin lakula. Why? Because it's a din derabbanan. Lama yehei halacha Kedivrei Hamekel Be'evel Shel Torah. Why should I say that in relationship to what? To Hilchas Avelus on Yom Rishon, according to those who believe that Yom Rishon is Asur Midoraisa, why should I believe that we will now apply this particular halacha. That's what the Ramban says. So you go to page 3 for a minute. So here, this is the Tosfos that Ramban referred to. It's a Tosfos in Eruvin, Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph. And the Ramban, the Tosfos says, why does Shmuel have to make his psak if, in any event, it's always midrabanan? So if I don't know who the paskin like, I'm always going to go Sveika de Rabbanan Lekula. What's the great chidush of everybody quoting Shmuel and Shmuel and Shmuel? So he says in line number 4, the Yeshlomar, the Kamashmalon, Afilu bi Yachid b'makom Rabbin, Kida Amra La'el. That's number 1. I'm going to paskin like the lenient one, even if it's minority against majority. Vinira da filu biyom rishon shalavelus the heva da oraisa kedama bahag the halacha kedivre hamekil beevel midi the heva ke halacha kedivre hamekil beeruv, just as the halacha is just when the Ramban quoted this is the Tosfos in Eruvin daf mem vav amud aleph. Bye. Yeah. Now, here we're going to see the beginning of how the... Yes?
Each time we talk about suffix this and suffix that, that's where it's made. Are there other rules that are not based on suffix that are
yes.
also made?
Yeah, no. No. Because if there is a direct halacha that says you have to be machmir, why should I say hilchus and kedivrei hamekel? There is no kedivrei unless there's a machlokes. Listen to what the words say.
Was the word suffik?
No. Suffik meaning suffik what? What is the halacha?
So I thought it was a suffik of fact, not a suffik.
No, not suffik mitzius. Okay. Suffik who the halacha is like.
Okay.
Yeah. So there always has to be a yesh omrim that you go lakula. And there we establish the halacha in accordance with. Not a suffik and mitzius.
Okay.
Yeah. So now, this is a Gemara in Psachim. And that nun dalet on the beis, and in the second line, in the first line, the Gemara cites a brisa, about 7 things that are hidden from man. Yom Hamisa, nobody knows when they're going to die. Yom HaNechama, nobody knows when the consolation for, some say that means for Tchiyas HaMeisim, Omek HaDin, Ein Adam Yodea Ma Belibo Shel Chaveiro, whatever it is. But now comes the second line, Tana Rabbanan, Shlosha Dvarim Olu B'machshava Li B'ra'os, V'im Lo Olu Din Hu Shiyalu. 3 things HaKadosh Baruch Hu thought about actually declaring, and if he didn't, he should have declared it. What are they? Al Hameis Sheyasriach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have told us that when a person dies, what's going to happen to his body? It's going to decay. 2, Va'al Hameis Sheyishtakach Min Alev. That a person who passes away eventually will be forgotten by the relatives. Va'al hatfua shiteirakei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have told Adam, hey Adam, if you plant the tfua and then you harvest it, you better make your chocolate cake within reason. Because otherwise the grain is going to what?
Rot.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu never said that directly to Adam. But he should have said it. Same thing about Adam Rish Shiyishtakach Min Halev. So this particular phrase, teaches us something about the conflict that exists within human beings concerning those who pass away. On the one hand, the minute a person dies, the tendency is to overreact with avelos. To overreact. To recognize that my world has totally collapsed. And there is no reason to go on. To go on whatsoever. And the Torah is aware of such thoughts and tries to contain us. Can you give me an example of a pasuk in the Torah where the natural reaction is to do A, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu does not want us to go overboard and thereby legislated in Issa de Oraisa? What am I referring to? What? So what's the pasuk? It's in Parshas Re'eh. Lo sizgodidu v'lo sosimu karcha al meis. Don't rip your hair out when you hear a person die. Not allowed to pull your hair out. In fact, quite the contrary. What do we tell everybody? Grow your hair during Avelos. Can't pull your hair out. It's an Issa d'Oraisa. What does lo sizgodidu mean? Al peep shot? Don't scratch yourself, al hames. That's the simple pshat. The Gemara in Chulin darshins from lotus al lotus go to do the more practical applications. Al tasu agudos agudos. Don't make the 14th Avenue aguda and the 18th Avenue aguda. No too many agudas. Just one aguda building. No different minhagim. And there's a whole discussion in Chulin and Yevamos about having different minhagim within a town, within a city, and so on and so forth. A whole business about that. Loises kaidu. Yeah, under what circumstances you're allowed to. But the simple pshat is not to overreact. Because a person thinks that's it. His world is coming to a grinding halt. So the halacha somehow has to temper that. And the Gemara in Pesachim tells us, how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu in effect guarantee that a person can resume his or her normal daily life and activities? How does HaKadosh Baruch Hu guarantee it? Gzeira Shen Meis Mishtakach Min Alev. That eventually your emotional feelings are somehow going to simmer and you won't feel as if the world is come to an end at this time. At this time. So now, so keep this in mind, and now I want to go to the question whether or not the halacha of Hilchas Kedivrei HaMeikel applies to Aninus or not. So let's take a look at page 5. This is the rush in the beginning of the third parak of Masechet Brachot. So it's talking about an onen. The third parak mostly talks about in Brachas Aninus. Says the rush, Ubishabas mesiv v'ochel basar. You have a meal and you eat meat and you drink wine, because an onen is not allowed to eat meat and drink wine, but on Shabbos we don't say that. Umivarech, and you recite brachot. Umizameh, and you make zimun. Umivarchin alav, and he counts to a zimun. Umizamnin alav, and so on and so forth. V'chayev b'kriyashma, ubitfila ubechol mitzvos o amuros batogra. And he's obligated to observe Kriya Shema, davening. It's a regular day. However, let's assume that you are of the position, as the Ramban and the Rush are, that an Onein has to observe Miktsas Dinei Avelos. Miktsas Dinei Avelos. An Onein has to observe some degrees of Aninus, of Avelos. Would you now say that it's on Shabbos? What does he do on Shabbos? So let's take a look. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Mito shenischayev be'elu, nischayev be'kulon. Since he's chayev in these mitzvos, he's chayev in every mitzvah. Says Rashi, what does he have in mind? He has in mind the mitzvah of ona to his wife once a week. What does the Gemara tell us? What is considered the frequency time to engage in having relations with your wife? So it depends who you are. The Gemara says, Tamidei Chachamim, or people who are in the city, once a week, Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos. So Rav Shimon Gamliel says, if the Aninus is suspended on Friday and Friday night and Shabbos, and that he has to daven and say Kriya Shema, and he's allowed to eat meat and drink wine, he's chayiv in the mitzvah of Ona then as well. Apparently, the Chachamim, who did not list all mitzvahs of the Torah, or not every, it says v'chol mitzvahs amos b'Torah, but then why do you have to start illustrating? Oh, Kriya Shema, Tefillah, yes. Just right. You're chayiv in all mitzvahs of the Torah. If it's you're chayiv in all mitzvahs of the Torah, you have to eat meat. You have to drink wine. You got a bench. You have to have a suda. Apparently the Chachamim understand that there are certain mitzvot that he should not be engaged in while he's in Aninus. For Amar Rav Yochanan, Tashmish Hamita Ika Binayim. Having relations is the difference between Rav Shimon and Gamliel and the Tanakhama. According to the Tanakhama, having relations is asur. According to Rav Shimon and Gamliel, having relations is a mitzvah even during Aninus. The Yerushalmi pasak ki Rav Shimon and Gamliel. The Yerushalmi pasak like Rav Shimon and Gamliel that there is no trace of Aninus on Shabbos and he is permitted to have relations. Ubahag Kasa the halacha kitanakama da asa. Says the Rush. V'lo shayich kan halacha kedivri hamekel be'evel. Why don't I say, of course the halacha is like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel? Why? Because halacha kedivri hamekel. So he's the mekel and he allows you to have marital relations. Answers the Rush. Mishum da akati lo chal avelus ole. The Avelus hasn't started yet. He's still an Onein. If you're still an Onein, you can't apply the rules and regulations of Hilchasa Kedivrei Hamekil Ba'Avelus. Of Hilchasa Kedivrei Hamekil Ba'Avelus. Yeah. Please open up now to Daf Chavav Amud Beis for a minute. About 10-12 lines from the top, there is a brisa, Tanu Rabbanan, Chavav Amud Beis. There's a dot right before the Tanu Rabbanan. Tanu Rabbanan. Amrulo, somebody was told, Meis Aviv, your father died. Vikara, and he ripped Kriya. 2 minutes later, they told him, Meis Bino, your son died. Vahosif. So what did he do? What did he do? He added a little. He ripped it a little further. So the Gemara says, Tachton misacher Elyon eino misache. Misache means after the shiva, can you stitch up and wear it, a ripped garment, but stitch. Don't forget, at that time, people didn't have 50 different coats. They only had one. So the halacha is, on your father, you're never allowed to be misache. On all other father and mother, you're not allowed to be misache. All other relations, you are allowed to be misache. Fine. So, yeah. Mace, what happens though if Mace Bino, first they told him his son died, Vikara. Mace Aviv Vahosif, and now he, what did he do? He added, he ripped additionally for his father. Elyon Misache, Tachton Eino Misache. The top one, which is for the son, that he can stitch up. But the bottom one, Eino Misache. Meis Aviv, Meis Imo, Meis Achiv, Meis Achoso, Korea, Kera Echad Lekulon. If he's told all at one time, you don't have to engage in different Masa Kriya. One act of Kriya is enough. Rabbi Huda ben Besera Omer, Al Kulon Kera Echad, Al Aviv V'Imo Kera Echad. You can make, if you have 10 relatives who die, you can make one Kriya for what? For all of them. Except for mom and pop. You have to rip separately for mother and father. So, who is the Mekil and who is the Machmir in such a case? Who is a Mekil and who is a Machmir in this case?
Rabbi Yehuda ben Besera.
Rabbi Yehuda ben Besera is the Machmir. What does he say? One for all your relatives is not enough. You have to at least rip separately for mom and pop. That's what Rabbi Yehuda ben Besera says. Now, take a look on page 6. Which is the Ramban on this sukkah.
If it makes you have an extra tear, that's more mom.
Good. Now, hold on one second. I just want to say, look a couple of lines down. It's the next to the last. Omar Shmuel. Halachic Rabbi Yehuda ben Besera. The halacha is, like Moshe just said, like Rabbi Yehuda ben Besera. You have to rip separately for mother and father. Ask the Gemara, Umiyah Mar Shmuel Hachi? Faha Mar Shmuel, Halachik Diri Amekil Ba'avim. Halach is like the Mekil. So the Tanakama are the Mekilim. That if you have 6 relatives who die, even amongst them, father and mother, all you need is Kera Echad. So why did Shmuel come and say, I paskin the Rabbi Yehuda ben Besera, that you have to rip separately on mother and father? Answers the Gemara, Avelus Lechud, a Kriya Lechud. This is not a Halach and Avelus. This is Halach and Kriya. And Kriya doesn't apply the Halacha of Hilchasa Ke Avelus Kilchot Ke Hadivei Amekel. Good. Now take a look at page 6.
That's in other words, that Kriya is part of Anina.
Okay, so that's going to be one possible explanation. Let's take a look at this. Page 6. Says the Holy Ramban, V'ha damrinan b'gemara, Avelus l'chud, Kriya l'chud. Those, the Gemara says that Avelus is l'chud, Kriya l'chud. Pirshu bo, some explain, Mipnei shekriya min ha-toira, V'avelus divreya. Because the mitzvah of Kriya is a din d'oraisa. How do I know that Kriya is a din d'oraisa? How do I know that Kriya is a din d'oraisa? Caused by those same psukim, Evelazar and Asimar, the Torah not only says Rashechem al tifro, but it says Ubigdechem al tifromu. Don't rip your garments. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Evelazar and Asimar and Aaron not to rip, apparently everybody else is obligated to rip. So some believe that that is a din d'oraisa. A dindo raisa. Va'anu asidin levar zeb eses Hashem b'shar shalofaneinu. The next couple of paragraphs, I'm going to explain this then. Lefikach amru miktsas hachachamim betinok kol shloshim afal pi she'eno misabel olav chayef hu bekriya. Going back to that case of what? A tinok and yom shloshim. So there is a debate whether we go, look, say it's as if it's his 29th day, some say it's his day 31st. So the Ramban quotes some Rishonim who say, I'm going to have a split decision. For Avelus, which is Midrabanan, I go Lakula, and say you are not Miss Abel if the child dies on day 30. However, for ripping Kriya, I say you're obligated to rip Kriya. Why? Because Kriya is a Din Doraisa, it's a Suffolk Doraisa, it's L'chumra. That's what he writes. The Hasam Amrin and Amar Ravasi Hakol Moedim Linyan Avelus Diyom Shloishim Ki Yom Shilafanav. Everybody should agree that day number 30 is like day number 29. The Amar Shmuel Halacha Kedivri Amekel Ba'Avel Hilchach Linyan Kriya Kevon De Ein Halacha Kedivri Amekel Ulechumra Azlinan Ba Kol Shilosha Shloishim Yom Ba'Adam B'Sveikahu Koreya Ve'Einu Misabel. Any child who doesn't live a full 30 days into day number 31, no avelus, but yet kriya. V'lo nira li zois hasvara. Says the Ramban, I can't agree with this. Why not? Shaha kriya atzma midivrei sofrim usveka lekula. Because I don't believe that kriya is a doraisa. What is Kriya? A din de Rabbana. It says, Rasheichem al tifromu. That's an asmachna. And I keep saying the same thing. I'll say it again. It's almost impossible to determine how some Rishonim look at that drash and say, it's a din d'oraisa. And how the Ramban says, it's not a din d'oraisa, it's only a asmachna. How does anybody make that determination? You can do that for every single halacha ever learned out from a drash. V'chi mafkinan kriya michlal avelus, that which the Gemara says that kriya is not part of avelus, lomar, delesa bikriya lahaiklala. The rule of hilchasa kedivri hamekil doesn't apply to kriya. Not because kriya is a dindo raisa. Kriya is a dindo rabbana. But I'm telling you, you don't necessarily go lekula by the din of kriya. Ella kisha'ar divrei soframi. It's treated like all other rabbanan halachas. Do we not go lechumra by certain divrei the rabbana? Of course we do. If there is yachid v'rabim, we paskin like the rabbin. If for whatever reason we establish the halacha like a machmir in a din de rabbanan, that is not. It's not a shocking thing to us. Not a shocking thing to us. So, Rav Aaron uses this Ramban and uses the Rush that we just read, which tells us that the laws of Hilchasa Kedivri Hamekil do not apply to Aninus and to Kriya. And he suggests the following. I started saying it before. There is a psychological conflict that the Torah is aware of, that Halacha is aware of. On the one hand, you want to go to all extremes to demonstrate that for all intents and purposes, my world is over with the loss of this relative. The Torah is trying to guard against it. It's not healthy to treat the loss of a relative as if it's the end of the world. It's not healthy. So, what the halacha has done is, it's given into you, it gives you an inch. Just don't take a mile. In other words, wherever there is a debate to about Aninus and Avelus before and Kriya, excuse me, before the Kvura has taken place, I will allow you to have your natural reaction exercised. How will I have that natural reaction? By allowing you to go to Chumrah. The Chumrah will mean that you engage in a manifestation of Avedis. After all, there's a debate. Should you have marital relations? Should you not have marital relations? Should you rip Kriya? Should you not rip Kriya? So as long as we are dealing with before the Kvura, the Halacha is somewhat sympathetic, not completely sympathetic, to the natural feelings that emerge as a result of the loss of a relative, and therefore the Halacha somehow acknowledges this. Why is it that an Onein is exempt from all mitzvot? So what?
Because he's tarred in the mix.
That's not what Rashi says. Rashi says it's Isaac ben mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. Very cold and calculated. A person who's relative to die, you have an obligation. What obligation do you have? To bury the person. They didn't have crews working in cemeteries there. You had to go to the cemetery, take your shovels, and start digging. That could take days at times, and often it did. It could take days. You have to make the tachrichen. It wasn't like today that there are shuls, you just open up the closet right outside here and you have tachrichen for the deceased already. Some people even make tachrichen for themselves. They actually do that. The Yekis do it all the time. They make their own tachrichen during the course of their lifetime to prepare. At that time you have to sew up, it takes time. So Rashi says, why is an Onein patur? Because Isaac ben mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. That is why Rashi is of the opinion Aninus is suspended on Shabbos. Because you're not allowed to do any preparation for the deceased on Shabbos, so why should there be an exemption for an Onein to be exempt from mitzvah? Tosfos believes that you are torah, your mind is psychological, and you are not, just the way the Rav amplified it, you're in no mood whatsoever to defer to the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you lose somebody. You're angry at HaKadosh Baruch Hu for this happening. Therefore, you are not expected to defer to the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and hence, you are exempt from all mitzvot aseri. So the halacha allows you certain considerations. One of those considerations are that whenever there is a machloikis, whether you should be machmir or mekil during aninus or kriya, we're going to let you take the more stringent approach and allow you to what? To enter into a feeling of something that will help you escape express the anger which you are expressing at this particular time. However, after the Kfura, the halacha wants to counter that and say, you're not supposed to be misabel yoter midai. You're not permitted to be misabel more than the halacha says. And we're going to try to make the transition back to society. That is why the halacha says you are now chayiv in all mitzvot. After the kfura, when you become an avel and the aninus is over. Why? We expect you to be able to put it in perspective. Okay, you were angry at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, fine. But now we have to make an attempt to return to society. Therefore, the halacha goes out of its way to reinforce its position that there cannot be yoser midai aveus, too much, and therefore tells us, Amar Shmuel, halacha kedivrei hamekil ba'aveus. Wherever the halacha is going to have an opportunity to say, don't engage in expression of mourning, we are going to take advantage of that opinion. Why? Because our attempt is to to somehow get you back into the fold, try to bring you back to this world, and being machmir for every stitch of avelus is counterproductive to Chazal's attempt and understanding of what should be the transition at that particular time. Ovadi Yosef, if you now take page 8, Chacham Obadiah and Shut Yabia Omer, and he raises the question as to what I mentioned before. As you well know, Chacham Obadiah believes that the Beis Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Karo, was the Pesach of Eretz Yisrael. He believed that Rabbi Yosef Karo, in his Shulchan Aruch, being from Tzfat, was the Pesach of Eretz Yisrael. So now, we all know, if you look on Responsa, Bar Ilan, and you go to the section which says Meforshim on Shulchan Aruch, and you start scrolling down, there are probably more. No, the biggest is the Meforshim of the Rambam. It's the biggest one. The next longest thing is Meforshim on Shulchan Aruch. Hundreds of books written on commentary on Shulchan Aruch. And many disagree with the Mechaber. The Ramah disagrees, the Shach, the Taz, the Magen Avram, the Goen, Rab Kivega, they all. Ovadia Yosef has no tolerance for any of them. If it's a new question, not directly in Shulchan Aruch, he can paskin that way. But if Maran, that's what he calls him, Maran paskins the halacha, nobody can argue. And he writes that although I believe that Sveika Hilchasa Kedivri HaMekel Ba'avel applies for a Machloikis Tanayim, for a Machloikis Amorayim, for a Machloikis Rishonim, for a Machloikis Achrayim, there's only one exception to the rule. If somebody argues with Cairo. If Cairo says you have to observe Avelus in any particular situation, and someone else disagreed with him, says Ovadia Yosef, do not paskin based on Shmuel of Hilchasa Kedivrei HaMekel. Vida she'ein lo markan halacha kedivrei HaMekel ba'avel afal pi shehiskimu roiv ho'achroinim sheyesh lo mar klal zeh af the machloikis ha'poskim. Even though the majority of poskim say it applies to a machloikis ha'poskim, and Cairo is a posek, and if there was somebody who disagreed with him and goes lakula, you should paskin against him. In this regard, we do not say Hilchasa Kedivrei HaMekel in this regard. So says Ovadia Yosef. But other than that, everybody says we paskin Hilchasa Kedivrei HaMekel Ba'avel. Yes.
This only for Avelus Chadasha? Or even for Halachas of Tisha B'Av, etc.?
No, this is that's a very good question. That's an excellent question. I didn't see a comment on that, but I think the halacha is Hilchasa Kedivrei HaMekel Ba'Avelus, even for Avelus Chadasha. Could be. I have to check. It's a good question. I have to check that. I'm pretty sure it is. Pretty sure. So, but that, what I wanted to accomplish was to show the thinking of the halacha of Hilchasa Kedivrei HaMekel, and according to Rav Aaron, it's crystal clear what they're struggling with, and the compromise between Aninus versus Avelus. Alright? We'll stop here. Gentlemen, are we coming next Monday night, which is President's Weekend Monday night? Monday's a legal holiday. Are people coming?
Yes.
Everybody coming? I'll be here. Okay.